all your favorite hits on your favorite network. This is Holy Culture Radio.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
what in the ham sandwich?
We sorry in advance, y'all. Letting y'all know. Don't take it personal. It's just business.
This is what I want to say to them. Yeah. They gave me a new era type fit.
There you go.
Not that old flex fit. You know what I'm saying?
One size fit all fit.
And the shorty go up to the altar doing the huck a buck. But it looked more like a Poland lap dance.
There you go.
She might be a church sniper.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Don't jaw me to death.
Don't jaw me.
And we praying for you, B.
We praying for you.
But you dead wrong, man.
You dead wrong.
We don't shoot no hot ones on the show.
Nah.
We got to call a spade, man.
Yeah.
What in the ham sandwich? Well,
yeah.
Yes, sir.
You know how it goes. Well, it's the Ham Sandwich Show. It's your boy, Sean Slaughter.
It's your boy, Saint Nick, a.k.a. Cook Dog, a.k.a. the drummer big boy.
And it's time for that foolish freestyle.
All day.
It's your boy, Sean Slaughter. All up in your face. You know I take my pace when I be like, dude, what you doing? Everybody know that the style I'm pursuing. The Ham Sandwich Show, all up in your vicinity. Understand we coming through like mini me, but I'm not Penny Hardaway. Understand I shoot the rock any kind of day. I'm just freestyling, I don't care what I say. Ham Sandwich Show, yes, one day it will pay. For now, we do it for the love. Catch me spinning around on stage like Michael Jackson with a glove. Yes, we talk about all the topics. Catch us in Hawaii sipping on some tropics. Yes, as we kick the ballistics. That's an old school world. Check your statistics. The Ham Sandwich Show, 15,000 downloads a month. What you gonna do, lil punk? Yeah, I don't mean to get mean. It's the Ham Sandwich Show on the scene. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What you gonna do with that, son?
I got you, kid.
You sure Killer Kid Crossing?
Hey. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the king.
I said,
soon and very soon, baby, soon, we're going to see the king. But don't bow, bow. No more dying there. We're going to see the king. Saint Nick on the microphone. Everybody know it's your boy doing it right, boy. Don't you know it's about the Ham Sandwich Show? Killing boys, it's about to go down. With your boy Sean Slaughter, True Asia, and myself, we all about to smash the topics to death. Don't you know you need to listen? Get your friends, your family members, everybody need to tune in. Blister. Hey, it's time to get it right. It's time to turn your back on the devil crack mic. But don't you know, it's fresh with death. Everybody want a piece of the Ham Sandwich Show. All you gotta do is go to www.com, thehamsandwichshow.com. But don't you know, you need to sign up, tune in, tell everybody the show is going down, boo.
Yeah. It's the What in the Ham Sandwich Show.
All day.
You know what I'm saying? And we appreciate y'all for tuning in and listening.
Yeah.
Today's show.
Hey, yo.
What's up?
Y'all saw it sound like somebody smoking weed or something. They get hot as a kite.
Like it's a room, a cloud full of smoke.
Yeah.
They eyes about half shut. You know what I'm saying?
You got a girl slow belly dancing around the room.
Cavassier on the table.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
know what I'm saying? Nah, this is a Christian song from, it's called I've Been Changed by Old Head.
For sure.
It's a banger. You know what I'm saying? But it do got that feel, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And as you can notice today, True Asia's not with us, you know what I'm saying, because she got to work.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? She got called into an emergency meeting. She's a behavioral counselor at an elementary school, and she got called into a meeting. And so she's not going to be with us today. So, you know what I'm saying, that's what that is. But it's all good. She'll be back on the next one.
That's right.
Doing what it do. How you feeling, though? How you feeling, Cook? Everything good?
Yeah, I feel groovy. I feel great.
Everything gravy?
Everything is great.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just, I'm flying in right now from New York. Was in New York last night. And it was good to be back home. You know what I'm saying? In December, New York is buzzing. And lights and all that. I got a couple of video. You know what I'm saying? I went out there and, you know, when you get a chance, go to Ham Sandwich Show. I did this podcast. I was searching for these polo boots.
Right.
Charges off the chain, yo. And they got two con, the zipper con, and they got the laces con. And Virginia only got the zipper con. For what reason, I have no idea, because they whack. But, so I went to New York to find the polo boots, and I found them, but these pligarachiousness didn't have my size.
Your size.
You know what I'm saying? So I was all in Harlem, all on the train, so I got video all of that. You know what I'm saying?
They couldn't order them janks.
Nah, man. You know, I think DTLR out here might have them. You know what I'm saying? Don't jump to the chain, but you know what I'm saying? Don't try to copy my steez, yo. You know what I'm saying? Get your own steez, yo. Yeah, I mean. So don't let me go to a concert and see a whole bunch of ham listeners with polo boots on.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
They bitches, son.
You know what I'm saying? Because somebody's boots going to have to come off that night.
That's right.
And mine's just staying on my feet. I want to let you know that right now. You know what I'm saying? We ain't walking around looking like Crimson Twins.
For sure.
Yeah, I mean. But on my video, this shows you how people do anything for money. There was this dude I stay right at Marriott Marquis, which is on 45th and Broadway. Right on 44th and Broadway, there was a dude named the Naked Cowboy.
Okay.
He was a big white dude, looked like Fabio. He had on tighty whities that said Naked Cowboy on the front and the back with cowboy boots. And that's all he had, with a guitar.
And it was cold outside.
It was cold as fire. Dude was muscular with long blonde hair singing.
You getting any money?
What? Everybody was going to that dude taking a picture. He was singing songs. He had a crowd around him. That's New York City, yo. That in freaking 40-degree weather, you can see a dude in tidy whities and boots playing a guitar called the Naked Cowboy, and that's how he make his living. And I guarantee you, that dude is pulling at least 2 G's a day. At least.
And it's all going to the doctor bill.
To get that cream.
I bet you got on Vaseline, though.
What?
He probably put Vaseline all on him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, you play football, and a guy put Vaseline on
him. But he didn't look shiny, though.
Oh, he look shiny.
You know what I'm saying? He probably going to the doctor bill to get them HIV pills or something.
You know he is. He got something.
Get that gonorrhea cream. You know what I'm saying? Because I know he got something.
Hey, Joker.
You know what I mean? And so, anyway, that's what it is. You can see that video. You know what I'm saying? My trip to find boots on the Ham Sandwich Network. Let's get into the show. It's going to be a good show today. You know what I'm saying? And we'll be back.
Yeah! Intermission. You want to show off a little bit? Let's do that. Come on, Flame. Let's do that, man. Let's get it crazy. Let's show off a little bit. Why not? Why not? Shoot!
I'ma show off. Yeah, I'm about to go off. I'ma show off, yeah, I'm about to go off. I'ma show off, yeah, I'm about to go off. I'ma show off, yeah, I'm about to go off. I'ma show off, yeah, I'm about to go off. Spit, truth, flow off. You don't wanna blow off when I'm about to flow off. Hey, it's the new me, the old me, I had to throw off. Show off. Yeah, the click still pinning flows. Hip, no, tilling, oh. Bruce Lee, boy, but he got that glow. I'ma show enough, show what he did in my soul. Oh, use my dough, I'ma use my flow. I'ma serve my sis, I'ma love my bro. Every day's another mission, send me, I go. This beat right here's fourth show. So, you got me, yeah, I'ma show off. Shirt, dirt, shoes, everything for Jehovah. Gnosco shirt with the 8-town hat. Got my unashamed tats and my cross on back, yeah.
You a show off, yeah. You a show off, yeah. You a show off, yeah. You a show off, yeah. You a show off, yeah. You a show off, yeah. You a show off, yeah. You a show off, yeah. You a show off, yeah. You a show off, yeah. You a show off, yeah. You a show off, yeah. You a show off, yeah. You a show off, yeah. You a show off, yeah. You a show off, yeah. You a show off, yeah. You a show off, yeah. You a show off, yeah. You a show off, yeah. You a show off, yeah. You a show off, yeah. You a show off, yeah. You a show off, yeah. You a show off, yeah. You a show off, yeah. You a show off, yeah. You a show off, yeah. You a show off, yeah. You a show off, yeah. You a show off. I'm a show off, so I'm a straight show off. I'm a show off, so I'm a straight show off. I'm a show off, so I'm a straight show off. I'm a show off, so I'm a straight show off. I'm a show off, so I'm a straight show off. I'm a show off, so I'm a straight show off. I'm a show off, so I'm a straight show off.
Break yourself, homie. The gospel.
You a show off, yeah. You a show off. You a show off, yeah. You a show off. You a show off, yeah. You a show off. You a show off. You a show off, yeah. You a show off. You a show off, yeah. You a show off. You a show off, yeah. You a show off. I'm a show off, so I'm a straight show off. I'm a show off, so I'm a straight show off. I'm a show off, so I'm a straight show off. I'm a show off, so I'm a straight show off.
Like the moon, I reflect what the sun do. I don't wanna get the glory, I want the sun to
show off.
Never shun you, this may shock you. Draped in all black, but we share that gospel.
Show off.
And we ain't talking walking up to the altar. We talking heart change where your life gets altered.
Show off.
I'm not a hustler,
not a hustler.
Law-abiding citizen, I'm a paying customer. Don't do this for the industry, Christ is my ministry. Preaching Christ Jesus to the workers of iniquity. Used to drink that Hennessy and God was my enemy. But now I'm repping Jesus from Alaska down to Tennessee, yeah. I spit bars, but it's not for sub-bar. Satisfaction like money, women, houses, and big bars. I rap for a God who is really quite large. And Soli Deo Gloria is one of my five charges.
Show off, yeah, you a show off. You a show off, yeah, you a show off. You a show off, yeah, you a show off. You a show off, yeah, you a show off. I'm a show off, so I'm a straight show off. I'm a show off, so I'm a straight show off. I'm a show off, so I'm a straight show off.
Get him up,
Scoop,
get him up,
Big Phil,
get him up,
Seat Jump,
get him up, get him up,
Scoop,
get him up,
Big Phil,
get him up,
Seat Jump,
get him up, get him up,
Scoop,
get him up,
Big Phil,
get him up,
Seat Jump,
get him up,
let's go.
What in the ham sandwich?
Beans. I don't think you can handle, dude. Man, I'm fresh off the stove like some Campbell soup. Because of his mercy, I'm scandal proof. So I ain't even tripping off with these scandalous dudes. Let's go back to the dance.
Yep.
The Lord have mercy.
Yep.
Move to the front, to the back, if you heard me. Regardless of how we get in the poppin'. From the church to the club, we keepin' the rockin'. Yep. First
First of all, give honor when it's due to the King Elohim, who's higher than your crew. I tell you the truth, if you get up and dance with him, give him a chance, he'll make you brand new. Compared to God, we trash, yeah. But he still gave us powers and our lives are with the streets on smash, yeah. Keep it bumping till you feel it in your ribs. I don't care if you a kid or you somewhere in your midst. You can still two-step, you can still do a dip. You can have some fun with him, he'll show you how to live. Still make sure that you get the meaning, boy, boy. But don't be concerned with me blinging, boy. Hold your shot, we did it like this. So he's slobbing out the grill, please pass him a beer. Why you still chasing the cars and the cribs? We chase the one who was, who will, and who is.
Yeah, get him. Yeah.
Woo! See, that's why we gotta clear this one. Scoop, I hope you hear me, man. Let your boy clear this one, man.
Yeah, back on the block like the new kid. This is all for the glory of the God. Whose truth is? Whose truth gives light to the hearer? Since I drew nearer, now I see light clearer. Big picture, Christ up the scripture. Wrapped in a rapper with flows meaner than mister. Feel threw me a beat and told me get him up. So now I come to set it off like my pinky up. AKA DG the closer. Lift Jehovah to bring the crowd closer. The last to bet, the second to none. Well, Christ is king, guess I'm second to one. Hey, MBASSADOR. Non-mediocre for the cause, we go hard. Barry Bonds of the Bonds, knocking tracks out the park. When we batting with the cross, get him.
What in the ham sandwich?
Let me just be honest. Let me explain what I feel like on the honest. Let me explain what I feel like on the inside. Something that I struggle with in real life. Along with lust and real pride, I tussle with giving up my will, trying to see through this flesh with real eyes and focus on the real prize. Cause see through this flesh is where real lies. But I feel like quote unquote real lies. Got my tongue knotted in a twist tie. Like Lord Jesus, be done, will thy. Help me submit to thy will in the times when I feel my flesh trying to get fresh like will I am. I need your real guy dance to be my Aunt Viv I and Uncle Phil I. Need something like a quick still life. Pick up your will, Christ. This sick ill life got me feeling ill like. Tell me where to go, turn my will right so I'm not left. Walking still time, selfishly taking watch, trying to steal time. Not much to ask, cause you're still God, moving in real time. I'm taking off this mask, this is real time. Know what this time is, me, I'ma just be honest. Me, trying to get beyond this. Me, and keep my promise, yes. Know what this time is, it's me, I'ma just be honest. Honest, me, trying to get beyond this. Honest, me, and keep my promise. Focused on my own agenda. At times got me feeling like a winner. Moving to and fro, mentally, city to city. But I'm not in the right mind state. Sometimes when I say I'm in the building, I forfeit my estate. And that's my mistake. But when you say you're into building, you look past my mistakes. To do construction where my heart at. Truth as the tool belt. Salvation the hard hat. Sometimes I got a hard head and gotta lay right where I made my hard bed. Giving up this will is the hardest. Don't claim to be a thug, but I got a hard flesh.
Sean Cook.
That's right.
Back on the block. Sherasia is not here. You know what I'm saying? Because she actually has a job. Actually, could get a job too.
Yeah.
And I got a job too. My job's a little more flexible. You know what I'm saying? And, but she's working. Bring her home the Duckus. Bring on that Duckus, Bobo. Bring home that Duckus. Get that government insurance, Bobo.
All day.
That government health insurance, Bobo. You know what I'm saying? You got a government job too.
Yeah.
So you know what's good with that.
All day.
That government health insurance. You know what I'm saying? Benefits. Anyway. Today's show, Cook. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't like when we talk about topics because we keep it Trailville.
Right.
And, you know, this topic started with the truth. Now, Here's what irks me, though. This joint happened.
Right.
Go to the hip-hop websites, Christian hip-hop websites. You can't find nothing. You know what I'm saying? And I guess the reason that kind of irked me was because, you know what I'm saying, not for the sake of gossip or anything like that, but there are a lot of people that look up to the truth.
Right.
Who are devastated, who are galored.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I know when I heard it, I probably heard it, you know what I'm saying, a couple of weeks before it was actually, you know what I'm saying, put on the internet and his internet and stuff like that. But a lot of people were hurt and nobody gave any you know, consultation. Nobody said anything.
Nothing.
And can I keep a trillville, dog?
Keep a trill, dog.
To me, that's cowardly. I was going to say it like that.
Who you calling a coward, sir?
I'm not calling nobody.
Oh, you're talking the situation.
I'm not calling anybody a coward. What I'm saying is,
fix it up, brother.
The way the situation was handled,
okay,
by some of the media websites,
okay,
that there not only was it not reported on, because you're a media website,
right?
Not only was it not reported on, but then it was acting like nothing ever happened,
right?
You know what I'm saying? And as a leader, if you really want to be a leader, whenever something happens, it has to be addressed, and then not only does it have to be addressed, we have to be told how to address it.
That's right.
There has to be leadership through conflict. We can't just report the good stuff, and when the bad stuff happens, we just keep quiet because we don't want to judge, or we don't want to say nothing. That's out of tune. That's poor leadership.
Or lose your fame and fortune.
Right.
Them ducats.
So. You know what I'm saying? And you're right. People are not saying stuff because, you know what I'm saying? Well, we don't want to come off as so-and-so. We ain't going to keep it real.
Yes, right. That's right. We getting tired of y'all. We getting tired of this mess. Every time we turn around.
Every time we
turn
around.
Somebody doing something they ain't got no business doing.
Somebody putting the thank you in the thank you.
That's right. It ain't your thank you.
For all those people that don't know what we're talking about, let me read this from the Truth's website. It's an apology from Emmanuel L. Lambert Jr. You can find us at thetruth.net. Dear ministry partners, co-laborers, supporters, brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends, in light of a moral indiscretion in my personal life, I'll be taking a sabbatical from music ministry and teaching upon fulfilling my current commitments to work closely with my pastor, church, and restoration team. I have repented first to God and then to my wife and family. It is my prayer that my family, supporters, and the brethren in Christ will collectively be able to forgive me. In the days ahead, my family and I will be taking the appropriate steps necessary to heal and regroup together as a unit. I prayerfully ask that our privacy be respected at this time. And then you can kind of read the rest. And basically, it's kind of out there already. The Truth basically slept around.
Right. He said slept around.
He had an affair on his wife. And he had an affair with Ty Trivet's wife. Now, you know,
is that confirmed too?
That's pretty much confirmed. It's confirmed to the point where
the part about his wife cheating with Ty Trivet's wife.
Here's what's so crazy about it, dog. No website was covering it. But you know what website it was on?
Where?
Media Takeout. You know about Media Takeout? Media Takeout is the biggest, like TMZ.
Right, right.
It's the biggest gossip website out there. If you want to know anything that, you know, whatever, this one's sleeping with that one, this one did that one, you know, Media Takeout is almost like the National Enquirer of, you know what I'm saying, of the web. Only difference is pretty much all the stories on there are pretty much close to being true.
Okay.
Or true.
That's like giving actually what percentage of it's true.
You know what I'm saying? Pretty much a lot of it. You know what I'm saying? I think everything that they report, pretty much it is what it is.
Okay.
And then, of course, they have a lot of stuff that they, you know,
speculate.
They speculate. But, you know what I'm saying, the story was on thegospeltruth.net, you know what I'm saying, who kind of has the whole story. There's a couple different websites that have reported this story, so, you know, we've kind of corroborated, and we actually kind of waited a little bit to even do this.
Yeah.
Because we want to make sure that, because I heard about this, like I said, 3 weeks before it came out, which was, you know what I'm saying, almost a month and a half ago.
So you could have just blew the story.
Almost, matter of fact, 2 months ago, we could have came on a Ham Sandwich Show. And before he even put an apology on it, I think the thing on his website went up December 1st.
Right.
I heard about it in the middle of November.
Right.
So we could have came out and just just blasted a story out.
Right, right.
But we want to make sure that it was all true.
Right. We're not going to do that.
You know what I'm saying? We're not going to do that. And from what I heard, and then, you know, some of the additional details, I was like, this is crazy. You know what I mean? And so that was the story. You know what I mean? And to be honest, the story had started where, you know, where they said Ty had cheated on his wife.
Right.
With somebody in the choir.
Right.
And so I don't know if True was counseling or whatever he was doing, but then he sleeps with Ty's wife, which is, when I heard it, I ain't gonna front, my stomach hurt. I told my wife, she said she couldn't even eat for the whole day. Because, you know, and understand, we know that God forgives. We know that the truth will be restored and all that type stuff.
Right, right.
But, you know what I'm saying, he is our ambassador for Christian hip-hop. He is the one
that's on BET Awards.
Stella Awards.
Stella Awards. Soul Train Awards.
Gospel Radio.
MTV Awards. He's on all those. The only gospel rapper that I know, or artist,
no doubt,
besides Mary Murray,
no doubt,
and Kurt Franklin,
no doubt,
he represents the hip hop.
Well, gospel rapper, he's it.
He's it.
You know what I'm saying? Only other one that's probably up there like that is maybe KJ.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Or T-Bone.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Because he had the movie.
Right.
But between those three, that's it. I mean, that's it. That's who we have.
That's right.
Who's blazing the trail? And so he's taking a sabbatical, And then, you know, we find out that Tiger Woods cheated on his wife. You know what I'm saying?
Well, he's not saying,
saying, but
he just said he transgressions.
He was boning some chick for 31 months. That's a transgression.
He didn't say the words, though. He
got caught, son. It's already been reported. The shorty had the voicemail out there telling Tiger to change the voicemail.
Right.
And you know
then,
what I'm saying?
But yesterday, somebody said they didn't, he didn't have, she, some girl came out and said that they didn't have an affair.
See,
but you know what, dog? That's why when you do something wrong, just cut. Okay, this is my thing.
Go ahead.
Before we get into this cheating marriage.
And he said personal failings. Now, let me say this. Can I say this real quick? Here's what's funny about it. There's an actual 911 call.
Right.
The 911 call says this. It's Tiger's neighbor calling 911.
Right.
And he says this. There's an accident in my front of my house. You know, do you see the person? Yes. Where is he at? He's lying on the ground.
Right.
Is he conscious? No. Right? Now, Tiger Woods' story was that his wife came and smashed out the windows to save him out the car. And he was already on the ground.
Right. They can't get the stories right.
She smashed the windows out, son, with a golf club to get at him.
That's what I'm thinking, because they played a 911 call and said that
if he's outside,
Tiger Woods' mama came out too.
Okay.
Because you can hear in the voice, if you listen to the 911 call,
uh-huh,
Tiger Woods' mom in the back, I said, what happened?
Mm.
And it was Tiger Woods' mom, and the wife's mom came out too.
I mean, it's crazy, son.
But this is my thing, though.
Go ahead, B. We're gonna take a break real quick. Go ahead,
this
son.
This is my thing, son. You, like we are,
right?
We're not at death status. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If one of us cheat on our wife, it won't be on the news and then.
If I cheat on my wife, it's gonna be in the news, dog.
I mean, you know, it won't be on.
Not a Tiger Woods
way. That's what I'm talking about.
But it probably would be up there in the truth way.
I'm just talking about like Tiger Woods.
It probably would make media takeout though. You know what I'm saying? Because where the truth was, I wasn't in those arenas. Like, I didn't have Donnie McCook on my album.
Right.
I didn't have Kirk Franklin. I didn't have Todd
Tribbett. You're talking about Tiger Woods level.
Okay, Tiger Woods level. Okay.
It won't be on ESPN every day.
Right.
The whole Nation Islam won't be talking about it.
Right. Everybody making jokes now.
Yeah. So when they become big, you know, when they do something wrong, how come they got to put it out to the media?
It's broadcasted.
But why?
You know why? One reason, brother. Money. Because they broadcast it, the story gets played, and you go to that site to watch that story for the next 7 days, and now they can sell the advertiser saying, we just had a 30% jump in viewers who are watching our show because of the Tiger Woods scandal. You know what I'm saying? You need to pay us some money, put some advertisement on, because ESPN right now is making a lot of money from advertisers,
right?
Because everybody's turning to ESPN to see what's going on.
And Tiger Woods not gonna lose. I don't care.
He ain't losing no dough.
Because that's Tiger Woods.
He's not losing no dough.
He ain't no Kobe. Kobe lost money. Mike lost. Vic lost money. Tiger ain't losing not ham sandwich playing.
And I'll say this before we go to the break. Tiger Woods is on Michael Jordan level, and he might be past Michael Jordan level.
All day. The Joker made $92 million. He makes $92 million a year. The first billion dollar athlete. And they already said they're not cutting him. They ain't stupid.
They ain't stupid. Hey, yo, the car that he crashed, I just read. The car, he gets promo cars from GM.
That's right.
Every year, a brand new car. He won't even pay the note on that car. That's a promo car from GM. What are they going to do?
Go get another one.
Cut the check.
I don't think he owned the car.
No, he don't.
He cars
the car's not in his name.
I know it.
It's in a promotional company's name.
Mercedes, BMWs.
Son, the dude could go through cars like socks.
Yep.
So, anyway, this is where we go in Ham Show.
Holla. Let's get
ready. Bang and only the hottest trash.
All right, here we go.
DJ I Rock Jesus. Jesus.
In the middle.
Let's go. Hey.
Holy Culture Radio.
You must be crazy.
You know that you must be crazy. You know that you must be crazy.
You done lost your mind and I got to grinding. Said I won't stop, won't fall behind it. You lost the wetness, find your way like an atlas. You live in the wilderness, I'm John the Baptist. Look, I'm preparing the way. If I were you and saw me, I'd just get out of the way. Today, I pray to you, all say go. Send me, you know, I flow. And flow in the four corners, all across the border. Land, sky, and water, the high five recorders. Please, stop pulling from the world, you got yours. I'm in crisis like a dresser without drawers. See these mediocre artists and these MCs ripping tracks and backpacks from Jay-Z. A Rockefeller, Ella, Ella A. You never sell her a million anyway.
You know that you must be crazy.
Crazy.
You know that you must be crazy.
Crazy.
You know that you must be crazy.
Crazy.
You know that you must be crazy.
Crazy. Yeah.
You know that you must be crazy.
Crazy.
You know that you must be crazy.
Crazy.
You know that you must be crazy.
Crazy.
You know that you must be crazy.
Crazy. Crazy. Always gotta downplay gospel rap. I'm really thinking these people needing a gospel slap. Every time they get a quartet, they gospel clap. If I want to rhyme, they call it a gospel trap. I'm about to wipe my hands like I got a gospel nap. I just slept on business taking gospel naps. Never that though, I keep on preaching my Jesus. Flow so sick, demons getting diseases. Oh, can't you feel the rush? There's another believer stepping up out of the dust. Yes, 16 bars and some beats. We're walking all over the devil with our lyrical feats. And they're saying all we're doing is imitating the world. And they stay scared, stupid like Ernest P. World. People don't know that God's doing a new thing. But just for those people, the song, you know I'm gonna sing.
You know that you must be crazy.
Be crazy.
You know that you must be crazy.
Be crazy.
You know that you must be crazy.
Be crazy.
You know that you must be crazy.
Be crazy.
You know that.
You can't say what you want about me, son. Back on the track, and I'm blessing another one. You can't say what you want about me, son. Back on the track, and I'm blessing another one. You can't say what you want about me, son. Back on the track, and I'm blessing another one. You can't say what you want about me, son.
I'm a rise cause he rose and he chose me to flow. He's rise cause he rose and he chose me to flow. He's rise cause he rose and he chose me to flow. He's rise cause he rose and he chose me to flow. Cause he rose and he chose me to flow. These flows that hit your soul like carbonation and coke. Yo, the blessing is refreshing if you know what you know. See, you can be the flyest chick and still consider the hoe. 68, king assassinated April 4. Dream was so great, couldn't stop the plan from moving forward. What do you stand for? What will folks remember? You don't wanna be the cat that compromised and went under. Female, didn't even have to show my figure. Now figure that, being strapped, spit the truth on the track. Future looking brighter, 777 for hire. It's my heart's desire to blow the roof off this mother, make the sun famous. Even if the plot's dangerous, I don't walk around with the spirit of fear. I've been around gangsters, rock crowds for the purpose of a spirit kneeling. Ain't tripping off the money, I'ma make millions.
You wanna go where everyone will know you. You wanna be where everyone can see you. You want your dreams to come true, and they will.
Let me talk to the girls. You ain't gotta sell out. You ain't gotta take a chance on a silly rabbit talking about gonna do your dance. Drop it, pop it. Girl, I'ma tell you stop it. Self-respect, I feel your pockets and watch you spotless. I'm a witness. I used to be up on the streets, but I ain't turning tricks just to make them ends meet. You can say what you want about a sister like me, but a sister like me got a testimony. And
what in the ham sandwich?
Into the pact, you get the point. On my point, on my knees, pray for grace and the Holy One anoints. Compare, contrast, complex ideas. Die for my sins, and he conquers mafias. no more bandana, and I bump Santana. Talking about Carlos, homie, I don't rock jewels. Don't want your blood diamonds, homie, I don't rock jewels. Born again Christian, man on a mission. They keep pumping our kids with Ritalin, breaking the news like a year on CNN. Look at the clock, it's 3 a.m. Into the pad till I pass out. Room full of demons that I cast out. Blast out of the glass house, aka the dope spot. Build a barricade of Bibles, hit them with a roadblock. On the highway to heaven, and I will not fail. 6 in the morning, made a fresh pot of coffee, and I'm on my way to church, and they ain't gonna stop me. I'm home. Praise God, I'm home. Praise God, I'm home. Praise God, I'm home. Praise God. 6 in the morning, made a fresh pot of coffee, and I'm on my way to school, and they ain't gonna stop me. I'm home. Praise God, I'm home. Praise God, I'm home. Praise God, I'm home. Praise God.
Damn show.
That's right.
Sean and Cook. And of course, True Asia's not here. She's on sabbatical. She's working. And this kind of raised the question. USA Today, you know what I'm saying? You know, kind of started with the truth and went to Tiger Woods. And, you know, David Letterman had the whole thing that went on. And, you know, of course, these are big stars. But just the whole idea of really men cheating, right? And so I want to come from two angles. I want to first start with men cheating. You know what I'm saying? Because USA Today says, why do men cheat? You know what I'm saying? Why do men cheat? And, you know, USA Today is quoted as saying that the underlying piece is the fact they're not getting the kind of attention or intimacy they're looking for within the primary relationship. That's true for women as well. All right. He says he doesn't believe adultery is necessarily more prevalent than in the past, but he says it may seem that way because famous people who are unfaithful in their marriage bring attention to the overall issue why people cheat. That's kind of what you said. When celebrities cheat, you know what I'm saying? When regular people cheat, it don't mean nothing.
Right.
When celebrities cheat, it's all over the news.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? It's information age, and you know what I'm saying? That's what happens. But I will say that when celebrities cheat, it does set a precedent for other people to cheat. Like I think it makes it more okay. Like the way David Letterman was handled, when he cheated, he kind of went up there and made jokes about it himself, and it made adultery, infidelity seem a little bit, had less of a sting. You know what I'm saying? Usher right now has a song out called Signed on Papers about him cheating, him separating from his wife. Right. You know what I mean? I guess that's more on the divorce issue. But the whole idea, but I think they're getting divorced because I think he cheated. You know what I'm saying? The whole idea is that the more our celebrities and those that we look up to and those that we, you know, want to follow, when they cheat, you know what I'm saying? I think it maybe unconsciously, maybe not consciously, but unconsciously, I think if we're put in that situation, you know what I'm saying? Once we're put in that situation of whether we should cheat or not, I think that it either pushes us to think that it's okay, or those that we look up to that don't cheat, like a Billy Graham, we say, well, Billy Graham didn't cheat, then I'm not going to cheat. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't think it makes us cheat, but I think that it influences us. You know what I'm saying?
Another, I want to add to that, though.
Go ahead.
What is the statistics of celebrities? How long they married?
You know what? I didn't even get that.
Because, but, you know what's sad to me?
Huh.
I guarantee you, if they had 9-to-5 jobs,
right,
making 40 to 50 grand a year,
they wouldn't cheat.
They'll have second thoughts because then money, you're going to be broke.
I agree.
They got millions. He makes 92 million. He cheat. No, take 50 million.
So
right, and back.
She leave 50 million.
Yo, I go.
I make 92 million next year.
You know I'm a billionaire.
I agree.
Who else you got out there? David Letterman makes $35 million a year. Huh, take 20 million. Bye.
Yep.
That's what it is. I don't see you. I don't see you every day.
I don't see you every
day.
I'm
on the road.
Right.
You're gone. Tiger Woods' wife is a model.
Very
top
true.
Top model.
Very true.
You know what I'm saying? They let them have all these women. They make $200,000 a year. The person cheated with makes $200,000 a year. I mean, money's no object. What are you losing?
I think I totally agree with that. I think also, here's the one thing.
They all had kids, 4-5 kids all over the... I mean,
even Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne got like a couple of. He got two girls pregnant who are pretty much due
at the same
around
time.
The same time.
I know.
And he made I think $32 million maybe a year or two ago. You know what I mean?
I mean,
but it's also a great lesson on money because You would think that having a $2 million house, having a model wife, and being the first $1 billion athlete would be satisfaction.
It ain't enough.
It's not enough. Why would you have all of that and you go cheat with somebody that work at a like Kobe Bryant? Why would you have all that money? Kobe White's wife is a dime piece.
Yes.
She is a dimey. You know what I mean? And so you got the dime piece wife. You know what I'm saying? You're one of the greatest basketball players to ever play. You know, you're on one of the greatest teams to ever live. You have everything going for you. Why would you cheat? Because you're not satisfied. And you go cheat with somebody that work at a hotel who makes $25,000. You know what I'm saying? So on top of that, yeah, you're right. All the travel, you know what I'm saying? And really, money's no option. So it's almost like I could buy another wife.
Basically.
But on top of that, the money and the house and the cars and the wife, you trying to still tell me that you're still not satisfied? You know what I'm saying? That says a lot. You know what I mean?
Do you, another thing, though.
What's up?
Those celebrities are around beautiful women and men all day,
the temptation
every day.
Is unbelievable.
If
you want to be a celebrity, you know what I'm saying? And I know, you know, I'm not on that level. You know what I'm saying? But I travel a lot pretty much every weekend. You know what I'm saying? And the temptation, you know, is un... You know, I was just in the Marriott Marquis. In New York City.
Right.
Nothing but big ballers up in there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And 6 out of every 10, that's too high. Maybe 4 or 5 out of every 10 women coming to that hotel.
Looks good.
Looks good.
Right.
Now imagine you Kobe. You eating at restaurants that serve $100 steaks.
Yes.
You coming in out the arena with beautiful women screaming your name. You hopping in and out of chauffeured vehicles all day long.
Being pampered wherever you go.
Being pampered everywhere you go. You know what I'm saying? You getting it thrown at you. You know what I'm, the life is really, to be honest, is really more, I think, than some people can bear. Because he can't even go to the mall.
That's right.
If Kobe Bryant goes to the mall, if Tiger Woods goes to the mall, he's shutting it down.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You know what, though? Something just came to me, dog.
Well,
if you listen to what you said, son, you said waitresses, right?
Hotel folks.
Yeah. Then you go to Ty Tribbett, a background singer.
Background singers, right?
You look at all the celebrities who cheated.
Right.
The person they cheating with is a nobody.
Right.
You know
speaking.
Why? Because they can cheat with celebrities all day long.
Right.
Celebrities sleep with celebrities. That's nothing to them.
Because they're always around it.
So I'm going to get somebody I don't nobody know.
Ain't that crazy, dog?
There's a nobody.
So the common man, if the common man could cheat, he would cheat with a celebrity.
Basically.
But a celebrity, he's there. So he cheat with the common man.
That's right. Because he could get celebrities whenever they get ready.
That's ill. That's ill, yo. You know what I'm saying? That's real talk, son. And I think the sex, to be honest, is the least part of cheating.
It's not. It's just the thrill.
It's the thrill, the adventure, the not getting caught, the sneaking around, that you know, you with another woman that you ain't been with. You know what I mean? And I, to be honest, I think with most of these dudes, you know, the sex is just like, you know, it might be good.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I don't think it competes with the thrill of just getting away with it.
And they don't want to be with them.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Trust me, Kobe was, Tiger, I'm sure, was happy with his wife and his kids.
Day.
And the girl he's cheating with, he do not want to be with her.
That's right. Steve McNair. A nobody woman.
Do not want to be with you. That's why he's dead today.
That's right.
Now, for all them women, and here's another thing I wanted to mention. We got about, you know, two, three minutes before we go to break. But... Yeah, we're talking about men cheating, but they're cheating with, well, you know what I'm saying? We're talking about females on this podcast.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We ain't gonna get to the pole cheating.
For sure.
That's a whole different topic.
Yo, sir.
That's a whole different topic. I gotta research that because I understand that
for
one.
For sure.
That if you married, you know what I'm saying, and you cheat with a dude.
No, sir.
That's some old different stuff. We ain't gonna talk about that.
For sure.
But, you know what I'm saying, you cheat, what's the point I was about to make? You cheat with a female for the thrill, for the excitement, for the action. She really ain't got a lot what you got. And so, you know, the reality is that he don't want to be with you. And for those women that's being cheated with, you as a side dish.
Yeah.
You was not the main course.
And you know what? You know what else too?
What's up?
That the person they cheat with, that the cheater know they will appreciate it because he got all this money.
Right.
He just go buy her a $200 watch.
Right.
And she just, oh my God.
And she geeking.
Yeah.
And he fly home.
Right. $200 of him is like two cents.
You know what I'm saying? For all the females out there, you know what I'm saying? For every man that's cheat, there's one scandalous woman.
That's right.
That's cheating. You know what I'm saying? Because most of these women know they married.
All the women know.
No, I ain't gonna say all. I ain't gonna say all, but I will say this.
I'm talking about celebrity wife.
When it comes to celebrities, dog,
they all should know they married. They be on TV all the time.
Oh yeah, true that. I would say a very high 90% or better.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Know that these men is married. You read about them in the papers.
Yeah.
You know, you can go online and most
bios.
And most of these women is fans. So trust me, they done already stalked them online already.
All day.
Got all this information and all that, knowing stats and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
The thing about it though, what's that girl name that slept with all the men?
Superhead.
Superhead. All the women, all those women who cheated, all these women read that Superhead book.
All of them.
To know how to get the celebrities even though they married.
And this how dumb the woman that was with the dudes, the basically the wives.
Right.
That these men cheated with Superhead.
Right.
They read that book and they either had to say, I'm leaving you, or they had to say, I'm staying with you.
That's right.
And I guarantee you, the majority of it was like, well, she lying. Yeah. She can't be lying about every single one of them.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
She not lying.
She not lying. You know what I'm saying? Yo, it's the Ham Show. It's a Shorty Cook. We'll be back.
Holla.
You're listening to this.
What in the ham sandwich? Damn.
Yeah. freeze. Cause I know we going through, but it's only to prepare us for worry. Taking us to see the world tell lies. I break it up with the truth. Don't catch them in the streets. I wake them up in the booth.
Hey, wake up.
Everything is going down. Water rising to the point lifeguards drown. Know you sick of struggling. It's hard right now. But the Father ain't gonna let us starve right now.
The Father ain't gonna let us starve.
He the man with a plan. Understand it's all in his hands. And I'm continually praying. We start a win. Listen to what he's saying. Freeze. Breathe in, breathe out. Know that he gonna make a way beyond a shadow of a doubt. Cup running over even when it be a drought. Following the path cause it's only one route. Freeze. Breathe out, breathe in. Long as we can tap into our faith, we win. First things first, gotta believe. He the source that supply our needs. Everybody just freeze. Lay low till he say go. Never tell him no. Only move when he say so. Problems come, but they will pass real fast. Long as he maneuvering. If not, you will crash. The economy is low. What is it gonna take for the economy to grow? Stumbling again. Afford to take another blow. The leader of the country gotta work it like a pro.
Gotta work it like a pro.
Everybody stay strong. You belong to the one up on the throne.
To the one up on the throne.
Who able to right your wrongs, and I'm praying this song can bring you home. Freeze, breathe in, breathe out. Know that he gonna make a way beyond a shadow of a doubt. Cup running over even when it be a drought. Following the path cause it's only one route. Freeze, breathe out, breathe in. Long as we can tap into our faith, we win. First things first, gotta believe. He the source that supply our needs. Everybody just freeze. We ain't got nothing to be scared of cause we know our situation gonna be taken care of. No matter what the country looking like, people need to see the savior, so I sacrifice. Damn, booking flights. Poverty is on the rise. Somebody do something cause we running out of tries. America do something cause you're running out of lies. America suffer if it ain't running for the prize.
Sean and Cook.
Yeah, we back. I just don't like, man. We know the secular side of the Hollywood. They do whatever they want to do.
They do whatever they want to do.
I mean, it's like.
And if I can say something,
yeah, go ahead.
I think it's very hypocritical. Because we're going to leave the secular side real quick.
Right.
I think it's very hypocritical for newspapers, secular people to talk about Tiger Woods and them when they don't have Jesus.
Right.
So to them, cheating or divorcing your wife is just like, oh, well, it didn't work. We're just going to leave. And yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like they have no morality towards it. But all of a sudden, when this comes out in a story, everybody got something to say.
Right.
Oh, it's wrong. Adultery. Imagine a secular person telling me about adultery.
Because you know why? It's
what?
Tiger Woods.
Yep. It's a story.
They put... That's why I tell people...
It's a story.
Stop putting human beings on a pedestal. They human. They are not God. They are imperfect.
And if we can get back to the topic, you know, as great as a minister the truth was, and I think with the truth, it hurts even harder, because the truth was, I mean, as I go around the country, everybody, you know, here's one of the comments I get from people, right, from pastors and stuff like that. You know, I don't know about all them other gospel rappers, but, you know, the truth and the Cross Movement boys, man, they seem like they're real. You know what I'm saying? And we're not saying that they're not real, but... You know, when you have somebody that speaks, you know, this hard on holiness, you know what I'm saying? When you have somebody that speaks this hard on righteousness, when you have somebody that put stuff in their lyrics about, you know what I'm saying, not having, you know, secular, not having secular people, you know what I'm saying, what do you say? Secular music, Christian band playing a secular band.
Right, right.
People against... you know, wearing certain types of clothes like apple bottom jeans.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? When you have people bashing what's on your ringtone and what you listen to and all that type of stuff.
Right.
And we definitely understand for that. You know, there is a line of righteousness.
That's right.
But when you have people going that hard, you know, and start beginning to name products and specifically pick out people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? For the sake of holiness. And then this happens.
So basically, you're throwing stones.
In a sense.
That's what you're doing.
In a sense, you're throwing stones. And then all of a sudden, when you fall into this.
Woo.
It's ugly, dog. Because it made it look like you had no grace for nobody else.
That's right. Now you want some grace.
You know what I'm saying? Now you want grace. Because to me, there's two sides of it. You can have what's called sloppy agape.
That's right.
Right? Sloppy agape is like, well, we can do anything. Jesus will fix it.
That's right? That's the mentality now.
Right? You can have that mentality. Or you got the other side. It's the side that we came up in, that holiness. Right. Like, no, women can't wear pants. You know, one, you know, that hardcore, always, you know, condemning, condemnation gospel. You know what I'm saying? We all ain't nothing. We ain't never going to be nothing.
Right.
You know, we don't deserve Jesus. And on both of those, you know, I always find that there's an equilibrium. There's a middle.
Right.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? We don't deserve God, but he still died for us.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Yes, we are searching for holiness and righteousness, but perfection won't come until Jesus come back. And, you know, we fall short of the glory every single day.
That's right.
But we still should be striving, you know what I'm saying, for the standard that Jesus set.
That's right.
And so there's always that balance. And I think whenever you try to throw that balance off with a sloppy gospel or with a hardcore holiness, you know what I'm saying, like a gospel, I think you're going to fall. You know what I'm saying? I think that there should be a standard that we reach, but we thank God for mercy.
That's right.
And grace.
That's
you know
right.
what I'm saying?
All day.
And so...
Without God's grace and mercy, we all will fall every day.
We fall every day anyway.
And fall harder.
You know what I'm saying? But we wouldn't fall. You know what I'm saying? I mean, thank God. You know, I'll put it this way. Thank God that he doesn't take our lives and put it on the screen.
Woo!
For our church to see. Thanks God he don't take our mindsets and the ways that we feel about people and put them on a screen for people to see. Thank God he doesn't do that. Because if he did,
everybody on the earth in trouble.
Everybody in trouble. You know what I mean? And so, you know, talking about this thing, why people cheat, why women cheat, why things cheat, it's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? For some people, unfortunately, it's going to happen.
But you know what, though?
What's up?
When it comes to the Christian side of it, without the word, man.
Well,
you need a foundation. You need to know why marriage is sacred, why it's so important when it comes with the word of God, man.
Well,
it seems like, because to me, dog,
right?
If you got that word deep down inside of you,
mm-hmm.
before you think about doing something,
mm-hmm.
that word should punch you right in your chest.
And I agree. And let me also add to that, not only do you need the word, you know what I'm saying, a mental understanding of the Bible, but the word has to reach into your heart.
That's right.
And that's where worship comes in.
That's right.
And so you have a mental, logical understanding of what God did and what he's done. But the reality is, if all you going on is what you know about the Bible,
woo.
When you know what I'm saying, when that right shape come by, and that thickness walk by,
you ain't gonna know what to do.
Your feelings, you know what I'm saying? and your groundhog pops up. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
You better pray you got...
Yo, Woody Woodpecker.
you better got Jesus in your heart
for
and
sure.
in your mind.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Because he needs to control your understanding, but also your feelings as well. You know what I mean?
Day,
and so that's one of the important things that Cook just mentioned. You know what I'm saying? In order to stop this from happening, you know, you need to have those things. You need to have a real relationship with Jesus Christ.
And also, man.
What's up?
Also, your family, y'all got to pray, yo. A family who prays got to stay together, man.
No doubt. You know what I'm saying?
So prayer got to be in the household somewhere.
Constant prayer. You know what I'm saying? Keep each other in prayer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And there has to be an honesty in the house where you guys are talking to each other. I know a lot of times with men and women, even though, you know, a lot of people think that just because a man and a woman are married for 15 to 20 years, they know everything about each other. And it don't happen like that.
Nope.
A lot of times, women keep certain stuff to themselves, a man keeps certain stuff to themselves. And there has to be, you know, and you know, it seems like we talked about this before. You know, we kind of gone into this.
Right.
But there definitely has to be more communication, because sometimes each person is bringing a certain perception of how they see the marriage. And if nobody's talking, then those perceptions never come out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So what do you do if you've been cheated on? You know what I'm saying? Number one.
Is this the ham? Is this the what you call?
This is the dynamite.
Thunder.
Well, we know we're gonna do.
Thunder. Thunder. Thunder.
Thundercat. Thundercat.
I got the hiccups, yo.
First of all, don't make any major decisions about ending your marriage now just because your spouse has been unfaithful. This is hard. I ain't gonna front. Look, I've got this from an article. You go to about.com and read this on the article. This ain't from Sean. You know what I'm saying?
Sean ain't from Cook Dog
and Dog. And look, I agree.
That's right.
I agree. Don't make any major decisions, because the reality is your marriage can be saved. You know what I'm saying? It can be saved.
That's if you wanted to be saved.
If you, well, here's what I'm saying. Hold on, dog. Let me just say what needs to be said. Your marriage can be saved, all right? Let me go with textbook first.
All right.
Your marriage can be saved if there's been cheat infidelity. A lot of people have survived this. I know people that have survived this.
Right.
All right? Now, you know what I'm saying? Hey, look. If my wife cheat on me, dog.
You got to do some
shit. It's going to take the power of Jesus. You know what I'm saying? The same that
God himself got to come.
You know what I'm saying? And hopefully I can survive it. But the marriage will be different. I don't care if you be together 50 years from then.
It's still.
It's going to be different. You know what I'm saying?
When she says she got to work late, boom.
Mad questions.
All day.
Another thing is that your feelings are neither right or wrong. You know what I'm saying? Your feelings are rage, uncertainty, shock, agitation, fear, pain, depression, confusion about the unfaithfulness. You know what I'm saying? They're not right or wrong. They just are what they are. Don't think that you know, I'm feeling mad and God is mad at me because I'm mad. That's the stupidest thing. I ain't got no faith because I'm frustrated and I'm upset because my spouse cheated. Nah, they're neither right or wrong. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
It's horrible. You know what I mean? Here's another tip. We'll give maybe one or two more tips. Take care of yourself. A lot of people, they get cheated on and they just
let themselves go. Let man go.
You know what I'm saying? They eat a lot. Don't comb their hair. No deodorant.
Mustard stinking.
Missing days of the job. You know what I'm saying?
Over a man or a woman. That's crazy.
And I know, you know, because of love. You know what I'm saying? But don't let a man or woman just totally just wreck your whole life.
That's
man.
Ridiculous, dude.
You know what I'm saying? Let me give two more. Right. Number one, seek counseling. Professional counseling. You know what I'm saying? Don't go to no preacher if you ain't got no... I'm sorry. I got to say this. If I was having troubles in my marriage, I would not go to a preacher unless he had a counseling degree. Or he would have to be T.D. Jakes. Because T.D. Jakes, you know what I'm saying, he got the skills, I think, to do it. But most don't.
Right.
So make sure you go to a professional counselor to get this thing done.
Because we don't want to hear, no, you got to show a seed.
Yes. Was you at church on Sunday? That's, yeah. That's why you cheated.
Yep. All day.
I want to hear that.
Do you pay tithes and offerings?
You know what I'm saying?
All day.
I want to hear that.
I will punch you right there in your face.
And here's the last thing, man, before we get out of here. The last thing is that, there's so much stuff. Take it one day at a time. It's okay to cry. Tears are healthy. Write a journal, you know, get your feelings out. All these things you can do, you know, if you cheated. And of course, the major thing that we said, prayer, man. Stay in continual prayer. Don't blame God for what you've done. God is the one that can actually help you out of it. You know what I'm saying? So
maybe you could post these on the handsomeshow.com.
Okay. We'll post this information that we listed on the Ham Network, and we can go download it. So before we go, let me give you the Ham playlist. Mix set one, song one. DJ Official featuring Lecrae and Flame, Show Off. Song 2, Big Phil and Don DG, Get 'Em Up Remix. Song 3, Alan Swoop, Untitled. Mix set 2, Song 1, Big Phil featuring Canton Jones, Hurtin' On 'Em. Song 2, Savior's Advocate, Crazy. Song 3, Octavia Harris, Everyone Knows You. Song 4, Michael Anthony, 6 a.m. Mix set 3, Song 1, Mary Mary, God and Me, House Remix. Song 2, D-Mall, Freeze, House Remix. And that's it. We appreciate you, man, for listening to the Ham Sandwich Show. Sean Slaughter and Cook. True will be back next show. Don't forget the hamsandwichshow.com. Also, don't forget to call us 757-325-9493. What do you feel about the subject? You know what I'm saying? What are your thoughts on this topic of marriage and cheating, and even some of those who are close to us in the Christian ranks who have, who've fallen?
We tired of these Christians falling.
We tired of it, man. You know what I'm saying? And they will be restored, but you know, those who are leaders will they have a greater responsibility.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And so, my last words is that it can happen to any of us.
Yeah.
That's the reality. You know what I'm saying? If it can happen to somebody like Truth, the one thing I came away with, it can happen to anybody. It can happen to me.
Anybody.
You know what I'm saying? And so, be on your P's and Q's, stay prayed up. And, just keep praying for their families. Keep praying for the Truth family, Ty Tripp's family, all those families who are involved in when it comes to spousal treatment, especially those who are Christians. Keep them in prayer, man. It's going to be a very difficult time for these folks. You know what I mean? And so that's what it is, your boy Sean Slaughter.
Word for the day.
Go. Take it down. That's what I'm talking about. What's the word for the day, kid?
It's the word for the day.
What it do?
God doesn't care what year you was born.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't care what year you died.
Mm-hmm.
He care about the dash.
The life in the middle. Hey!
What about that dash? That's who's going to be judged on that dash.
It's your boy Sean Slaughter.
It's your boy St. Nick, a.k.a. Cook Dog, a.k.a. the drummer Beast Boy.
And we appreciate y'all listening to
What in the Ham Sandwich?
Peace.
One.